Maseches Nedarim, Monday night, after Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shinayin Aleph, Aser Shemei Tshuva.
Okay, so we're making our way through the Ran.
So we're going through the Psukim and... We're ready to move on to the Ibo Yosema on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the first line. The Ibo Yosema, a different way of showing in the pasuk that Nara Maroso Vil Baila Matirin Adoreha. So we'll see, just coming from a different angle. According to the first beer, if you'll recall, like this. The first beer looked at it this way. What's going on here? You have two parshas that seems to say that the Baal could be Mayfair. Obviously, two parshas are not necessary to say. The Gemara says maybe, I'm telescoping the sugya, so then the Gemara says maybe it's repeated to tell you the din of Eina Baal Mayfair Bekodmin, right? And we talked about the inyan that sometimes the Torah will repeat an entire parsha, Bishvil Dover Shenes Chadesh Ba. Then the Gemara says, really not, because it just has to say Vim Beisi Shonadora, which is where you learn how Eina Baal Mayfair Bekodmin. And that's all, and that's the Poshet, the Pshat, and the Pasuk. It's not like an extra Pasuk, a Ribui. So again, why would it have to say two parshas? So the only way of explaining the two parshas is that one's talking about, we know that there's two stages of Ishus, even though we want Erisin and Nesuin. We'd rather explain that Erisin is purely a legal state where she would need a get, but none of the, there's no practical, it's not real. That's how I look at it. Like you make an Eruv, that's Eris. So you make a Tzuras HaPesach. So I would call that a legal door. It's not a real door, not a door. It's a legal door. In other words, the Torah recognizes the, a legal system where it's really you extract the door, let's say. So you extract the essence of a door and you can make a legal door. Not much of a door in a practical sense, but it's a legal door.
If the were to pass away.
If what?
If the potential husband were to pass away, does his brother still have to do chalitza?
An Arus has to be Miyavim, yeah. That's a pasuk. You learn it out from a pasuk. There's all psukim in your bones. It's really, it happens to be counterintuitive. Because since they're not living together, so, like, of course they don't have children. Like, but there's still an inyan. The idea of Yibam is Yokum al Shem Och HaMeis, to provide a family for the Och HaMeis. So it's, I think you put it very well that there's potential issues there. I think that's a good characterization. In terms of actual issues, there's potential issues. In terms of legal issues, there's actual legal issues. You understand what I mean? Like the state is legal. Like I said, you have a legal door in the Tzuras HaPesach. It's a concept in halacha and Torah where you have legal. The briskos call it a din. But the truth is, you know, it's a scary word. It's a din. It has a din oichel. But din just means it's a legal state. You go through Masechas Tyrus, Seder Tyrus. You have food. So you want to know at what point it loses the shem food. It's also food is illegal. Everything in Torah. Virtually everything, maybe mamish everything, mamish is a legal state. You want to know what's food? Food is a legal state, legabe, to be mekabel tuma, or to buy with maaser sheni. And now you can have different steerers, contradictions, mishnayos, that something could be food, legabe, it's, you can buy it with maaser sheni, but it's not food to be mekabel tuma. It's not necessarily the same guidelines for the legal status. You say, what do you mean? It's either food or it's not food. So the concept is that you're dealing with legal statuses. So everything's a legal status, because it almost always, virtually always, maybe mamish always, has halachic ramifications. So it has halachic ramifications, so you want to know its legal status. Really, one of the, you learn Kalim, Sechus Kalim, it's 30 prokim. It's very boring at times, and very unclear at times. This kind of kli, that kind of kli. You have the picture books helping you, because you don't really know what vessels looked like in those days. We do in Otsko, you go down to the Living Torah Museum. It's very worthwhile. If you're ever in America and you're in Brooklyn, the Living Torah Museum is a very worthwhile museum. And he collects, and he buys at auctions, and he collects things that the Gemara and the Mishnayos talk about. And we don't really know how it looked, because we live different lives. We have modern architecture, we have modern vessels. And it talks about a kli there that seems unbelievably complex. And he collects everything. He collects a lot of things. It's a very, very worthwhile museum to go to. Anyway, getting back to the legal state, you see that in Maseches Kalim. Because you say a chair. Say a chair, okay. Now what about if one leg breaks? Or if two legs break? Or three legs break? Or four legs break? A bed. What does it take that the bed should not be Mekabel Tum anymore? In Tyrus, mostly in Maseches Kalim, you end up seeing the legal status of objects. And the way it's brought out is because objects are Mekabel Tumah, food is Mekabel Tumah. It's very Nageh Hilchos Sukkah.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to know if rope is Mekabel Tumah or not. Rope. That's why it is. Rope is Mekabel Tumah. So that's why you have to buy the kosher rope. To make fun of it, what do you have to buy Mahadran rope for? Worse than Mahadran buses. But the truth is, if you want to tie down your schach, you're best off. B'dievet, it's okay, because Mishneh Berurah paskins b'dievet maimed is okay. You know, the Chazon Ish paskins, no one knows that. It's
Shulchan
a
Aruch.
Very well kept secret. What happened to that? Neil, Chazon Ish. It's a very well kept secret that the Chazon Ish said b'dievet yotzu with maimed. But you don't want to live sukkahs in a b'dievet. So they have the canis, they made the rope. It's totally unprocessed. So it's the canis material, so it's kosher schach. So you run out and buy it. Before, they always run out 2 days before Sukkot. So you go buy it, and then tie down. If you have to tie down your schach, that's what you should tie it down with. Anyway, and Maseches Kalim is 30 prokim of, like, when is a mat, to lay on, when is it not a mat? Like, everything has a legal status. Anyway, so Ishus has a legal status, and that's Harrison. In terms of practical Ishus, I think your characterization is very true, that it's potential Ishus. That's all it is. In the real world, it's only potential. But in the legal world, it's a legal state. Anyway, we went off on a tangent a little. So you have two parshas. So we assume one's Harrison, one is one. That's why I told you, I don't like, Art Scroll calls it marriage. And they call it a husband. I don't like that they do that. I don't like that they do it, but then the choice. They want to bring out that you need a get. It's not like being engaged, which is the closest thing the goyim have to it, is being engaged. So they call it a husband and marriage, but I don't think it's correct, though. I don't think it's precise. It's not marriage. Marriage is a suin. This is a, you know, betrothal. That's all. You don't like the word. Too bad. Make up your own. Anyway, getting back to this, you have two parshas, so one's Erison, one's Nesuin. Now, if the Baal alone is Mefer by Erison, you obviously would not need a parsha saying that the Baal is Mefer by Nesuin. It would be a Kal v'Chomer. So what kicks in is the Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon. So that's it. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. That's how we view the parsha. Now we'll go start with Viva Yosema, the top line of that Samach Zayinim and Beis. Oh, the second Pasha says, I'll add to that, that's in sharp contrast to the third Pasha, which says, the house of a husband. So that's beautiful. the house of the husband is obviously nesuin, and havoya is taken all over shas the yotz of ahoisa. The word v'holcha v'ahoisa liyashacher is taken to mean kiddushin. Havoya kiddushin mashma. Okay, ema av lechudei meifir. Now that's weird. How would you come up with such a maskana? If you open a chumash, the chumash has the bas meifir. Let's see the Ran. Hilkach al kochel amotus amid v'arusa av lechudei meifir. The Havoya Kiddushin Mashma. Alma Benaira Murosa Tzarech Baal. Vesagi Ba'ov L'chudei. V'chitei Mani the Havoya Kiddushin Mashma Nesu Anami Mashma. Tobi Yavomis Armin and Dekoyen Mitame L'achoso Arusa. V'buk Mikrod V'lachoso Abusu L'akrova Elov Asher Lo Hesol L'ish. Benises. Alma Havoya Nami Nesu An Mashma. But she didn't get married. He could be metame to zachoso arusa. He cannot be metame to zachoso nesua, because it says ish, and therefore, obviously, in the context of that drosha, hoysa means nesuin. And the Ran answers, alma avoyinam is mashma. B'chivin shekei name of the baby condition baby nesuin avilu b'aylam tira in the dorehom. Lesson can't say that the pshit alone the chivin shenise shuvem avir rishuspa. No one's going to suggest that when she's married, the father could still be made for the Dorim. Because the Nesuin is certainly mafkiyaha from the Rishus of the father. Again, you need Rishus to be made for the Dorim. It's not like just a freebie that the Torah let you do something. You need, you are, it's an empowerment over her. She's in your Rishus, the Gabi Aforos the Dorim. So there's no question that after the Nesuin, she leads the father's Rishus. And therefore, he certainly can't do anything after she's married. In fact, the katana that gets married is called a yosoma b'chaye ha'ov. That's the legal name that Chazal chose for her. She's a yosoma, even though the father's alive. The husband divorces her, which he could divorce a katana. Now she's on her own. She's finished. She can't do anything. She has no one to protect her. She has no one to get make kinyanim. And the father has no rights to her anymore. Okay, so the first Gemara's question on this approach is an insistence, Eima of Lechude Mefer. Maybe the father could be Mefer alone. Nearly double Lechude Lefer who the Kashele. Why? Even though a yotzum reshusa of, remember an arusa does not leave the reshusa of the father because the kesidah liel, the din of the motzi mefer. Really, logic and intuition would tell us that the father alone could be mefer. If there wouldn't be psukim, we left our own devices. Avularus lo, usmichusa divim hoyosia liyish, ainuloma the orus boi of. Oris can't do it alone. The Oris, the cause of Rechmon Eloima, Shem Hekim Hukam. Kedemrinim B'samuch Alei Da'ov. This is something the Gemara is going to suggest in a few lines. The Ran speaks it out now. That it could be the koach of one of the two partners is only to ruin things, so to speak. It's only to be making, to strengthen the nether. But he can't be Mefer. I mean, he's only Mefer so that he shouldn't be Shosek B'Yom Shomo. But he's not really being Mefer. The father, he needs the father, and the father doesn't need him. The real Koach HaFor is by the father. And his Koach is only to be Mekin. That would maybe necessitate that he be Mefer, but only as a show of intent. Otherwise, it would be Shtika B'Yom Shomo. The day would go by, and he would be Shosek. So he has to be Mefer in order not to be Shosek B'Yom Shomo.
But does that imply that he has to wait for the Av to make his decision?
No. He needs the Av, and the Av doesn't need him. So really, the Av's made for himself, and if the Av would be made for himself, the Afara would be Chal, and the Nether would be Botel. Right, there's a whole parasha that the father's, that the Baal's made for, that only means that he's not make him. That's what it means, he's not make him. Probably got the Sinamoyosil Yish, In the Yom Shmoa Isha Yoni also the Heferis Nidra. Sure sounds like he's Mayfair. Lavu Meimer Dafaroso Toel Klal. It's really weird. It's a weird system. It's saying that his hafara is essentially meaningless. That's what the Ran says. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't effect anything. The only thing it effects is that he's not shosek biyom shamo. Shem lo hater biyom shamo nimtza shehekim. The lahaki b'lechud hu diyukma b'shusa da'orus. The lav l'mid yachrina, she is b'shus orus, but only regarding that he can be making. He could be mechazik the nether. V'chidu lo yotza b'shus ov, ein lo litzkos b'orus ala b'pocha shem b'shiurin. That's what the Ran says. What we're searching for, says the Ran,